integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Okay, so microwave popcorn. All right, so I travel. Everybody knows this. I go around the United States and get to lecture and have fun in different cities. And I got to tell you, every time I go into usually when I go out, I like to stay at one of those, not just a hotel room, I like to get a little suite, even if it's like a Hampton or someplace where I can kind of feel like I'm more at home than just smacked in a like square hotel room. And so a little kitchenette, but guess what's always with the coffee in that little basket right there? It is the microwave popcorn. Yep. That's great, right? It's convenient. Popcorn is healthy, right? No. Okay. This is really, really important. I mean, it's so seductive too, because we do think it's healthier than other alternatives out there for snacking. And it's convenient, certainly. And it's so tasty. I mean, you talk about the cephalic stage of digestion getting going. Just going to the movie theater, that popcorn, the smell is just the sight of it. Like, it's amazing.
That smell just now smells like rancid fat and chemicals to me now. Does it still attract you, that smell?
It really does, because I have to tell you, and we've talked about this before, I have, like, if I wasn't armed with all of my knowledge and I could just eat freely anything that I wanted, I would eat fat. Anything fried and just fat, 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 fat. I'm just one of those people who feels better with fat. That's my sort of, so when I get it in my head and I understand that, yes, it kind of is like, wow, that's kind of chemically, it smells chemically, if that's a word, but no, I would go for it. And so I think, but you know, it's a great point that you bring up, because chemicals, how are chemicals involved in popcorn? Well, it's a very big chemical. We've talked about it before in this show. It's the perfluoroctanoid acids, PFOAs.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing.
PFCs are in there too. But one thing that I want the listeners to understand is making microwavable popcorn is not easy, meaning from a manufacturing standpoint. The amount of chemicals it took to get popcorn to not burn, to give you the exact taste and flavor that you want, to attempt not to burn you when you're opening the package, that was a very, very complex manufacturing thing. And in order to pull it off, they did not spare the chemicals.
Nope,
they needed those chemicals to do it. Sorry, go ahead now, Holly.
So sure, the PFOAs, they're basically contained in the lining of the bag, and they're a part of a class of compounds that are linked to so many different things. We're starting to test these more and more. In animal testing, the chemicals cause liver, testicular, and pancreatic cancer. There's also been something called popcorn lung. These are endocrine disruptors. They disrupt our hormone system. And they can be very dangerous. So if this is a snack that is a staple in your home, we want to talk about some healthy alternatives.
Well, hold on one second. Do you know how they found out about popcorn lung?
I think you do.
I do. Well, you're supposed to say, no, Decker, there's actually something you might know that I don't, because it's very rare, Holly.
It is, I know.
Other than anything about CrossFit.
That's funny.
But it's the workers. The workers in the factories were getting it. They were getting the popcorn lung. And so to the listeners out there, the workers that are making this stuff are wearing respirators now.
Right.
Hint, hint, maybe not a good idea. Please.
Yeah, because what happens, that's exactly what happens. So when you microwave this particular chemical, it vaporizes and migrates into the food. And then you take that food, the popcorn, and ingest it. And then it's in your tissues. So you're really, you know, adding exposure to chemicals that you don't need to. There are people that are catching on. DuPont and other manufacturers have promised to start phasing out PFOAs by 2015, and that's under a voluntary EPA plan. But there's obviously millions of bags of popcorn that will be sold between now and then. So what's the solution? Well, I think one of the things, if you're into having popcorn, first of all, get it organic and non-genetically modified, all right? And then pop it the old-fashioned way in a skillet. And for flavorings, you can add real butter, all right? And I real butter, dried seasonings. There's all sorts of popcorn seasonings out there.
Mrs. Dash works well.
Yeah, Mrs. Dash is great.
That works
I
great.
Always, dill weed and vegetable flakes, or soup mix, like dried soup mix that you can find that's organic and non-genetically modified, is great as well. Very, very important. The microwave popcorn, it's just one of those things that, in my opinion, kind of like farmed salmon and conventional apples that we've talked about, that should really never, ever cross your lips, ever.
Yeah, in one of the, I want to go back to the use of flavorings. Don't buy the flavorings for popcorn in the store that are pre-made, because those are going to be very similar to the chemicals that they're using in the microwavable popcorn, because those people that studied the microwavable popcorn smell, they used focus groups to figure out exactly what's going to make your brain happy, as you were saying before. One of the chemicals in there, the diacetyl, it's the fake flavor. That's the one that's going to give you the lung damage. So here you are popping organic corn at home, and you buy just one of those sprinkle flavorings in the store, and you might be adding the chemicals right back in, causing the problems. So yes, melt your own butter, use your own dashes. Don't trust anything pre-made in the stores in order to make that healthy popcorn.
Yeah, and think about other alternatives. You know, one of the things that we do is, instead of microwave popcorn, if we're all hanging out watching a movie, I'll make a batch of healthy nachos. So because I don't eat wheat and or corn, we'll do some organic brown rice tortillas, and I actually make my own chips out of them, right? And so then all sorts of healthy ingredients go on, some vegan cheese, and then just load them up with organic black beans. We use instead of sour, oh my gosh, jalapenos, tomatoes, onions. We just load them up and then make our fresh guacamole from the avocados, and instead of sour cream, we'll use some Greek yogurt, which is lovely, and they're so good and they're so filling, and oh my gosh, it just makes my mouth water thinking about them. It's fun because the whole family can be involved. Yes, it takes a little bit more effort than peeling off the plastic and put it in the microwave and pushing. Actually, you know, most microwaves, it's funny because there usually is a preset button for popcorn. Yeah. The other thing, too, that you could do, I'm thinking, is a regular white brown bag. Excuse me, brown bag, like a lunch bag. I remember as a kid, I would actually take some popcorn kernels and just put that in there without the chemicals, and let the microwave, if that's what you need to do, do its work.
You just have to watch it. There's a company called Quinn Popcorn that also claims theirs is clean. The problem also, you know, and Quinn is probably this company, they're trying to do microwavable popcorn without GMO corn, without chemicals and stuff like that. You're just never going to get me excited to ever cook anything in a microwave.
Yep.
As a naturopathic doctor and stuff. Yeah, you know, we had one that broke and we left it. And then when we got our new stove, we got a combo convection microwave, but we've never used the microwave side. It's just, you know, microwaves themselves are just not the best idea for cooking, you know, compared to putting those nachos. But I love the nacho idea you had.
It's so great. You get so creative and it's just fun. And you just bake it. You bake it and... anything you want there. Oh, and then
you ever do you ever use the garbanzo beans? Just take, you know, either you soak them or organic, healthy lined canning, put them out on a plate with a little bit of light butter, and you let them toast with a little bit of salt, and then you put them in. Those are great snacks as well. I do that a lot.
No, I think those are great ideas. I think that's so wonderful. So here's the bottom line. Even though it's easy, it's convenient, and that cephalic stage of digestion, what is that? Well, that's when your eyes and your nose start getting your stomach juices rolling, because we think digestion starts in the mouth. It can start in the eyes and nose if food's appealing. And to me, fatty popcorn is, but those chemicals that we have in the bags during the manufacturing process to make that easy and doable for you, It's a risk-benefit ratio that we're not willing to let you take, in my opinion. So on Radio MD, we're going to stay well. Too much of a risk with those chemicals versus the benefit of convenience. When there's good, healthy alternatives out there, try some fresh nachos, making yourself, make it a whole family thing. Or actually, there's other companies that are getting it right and taking those chemicals out and giving you the products that you need to stay well, like we do here on RadioMD.com.